Okay.
I must say, I've got three nanas because my mum had two marriages, and two of my nanas are dead. And when I go to the afterlife, I'm going to get the fucking shit kicked out. And Johnny Cash is going to kick shit out of me. And Bob Marley, because I've used his riff for this. Imagine getting shit kicked out of you by Johnny Cash, Bob Marley and your nana. It's going to hurt, innit? Your nana's going to be holding your ears like that. Johnny Cash is going to be kicking you in the balls. Look it down.
Bob Marley give you ganja.
Oh, Bob Marley, yeah, I'll be alright now. I skanked me nana! But I did not skank me Auntie Lillian, she's one in a million. I could never dream of skanking me Auntie Lillian. I skanked me nana! But I did not skank me Auntie Lillian, she's a nice old lady. She used to drive a fire engine during the war. Me nana, she gave us 30 quid. She says, why don't you fuck off up to Thorpe Edge and get us a quarter of squidgy black again? Get us a quarter of squidgy black and come straight back. I need it for my arthritis and that. So I said, Nana, why do I always have to score for you? She said, because I fought 17 world wars for you. I said, hang on a minute, I did history at school, there was only two. She said, no, there wasn't, dickhead. There was another 15 fucking world wars in Eccles Hill that never got in the papers. I'm telling you. Fucking Japanese tried to invade Idle Working Men's Club. I had to beat them up. I had to beat them up until they were exhausted. I was like, alright, Nana, I don't.
Went downstairs.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't want to hear that, Nana. I'll just go get you weed, alright. So I fucked off up to Thorpe Edge to York House to this guy that I knew. I went in straight and I got a quarter. I didn't even fill a pipe. I just said, it's for me nana, I've got to now. She says, well, just stay for a cup of tea. I was like, no, I've got to go. He says, mate, my neighbours are watching. He says, fuck me neighbours, I've got to go. It's me nana's ganja. And I came out of the flats with a quarter of squeegee black. But across the road there was a car parked up with blacked out windows. It looked like a Toyota Corolla. And one of the windows rolled down. And a voice came from inside and it was our Dean. And he said, alright Chris, have you got any drawing, you mate? I was like, no. He says, yes you fucking have, dickhead. What have you been doing in the flats if you haven't been scoring? And I said, oh yeah, well I have scored a bit, but it's for me nana. He says, never fucking mind you nana. Get in the fucking car. We need a bastard smoke. We've been smoking rocks, we're all fucking uptight. We need to calm down a bit. So I got into the car. And then I noticed it was a pretty full Toyota Corolla. There was our Dean, our Rupert and our Johnny. There was our Ben, there was our Ifty and our Taz. There was our Schwer, there was our Denise and our Valet. There was our Boopinder, there was our Denise and 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 her sister Sarah Denise and her sister Mary Denise. Not right imaginative in my family when it comes to girls' names. We all sat in the car. And I rolled a couple of spliffs to take the edge off living in Bradford. And because there were so many of us, I didn't go that far. So I rolled a couple more to take the edge off the being so many of us in the car. And then I filled a couple of pipes to take the edge off being in Eccles Hill at all. And then I filled another couple of pipes to take the edge off having glasses and looking like a white version of Howard from the Halifax advert. I've got so much applause. It was a bit hurtful. I got myself though, didn't I? And then we filled another couple of pipes while we were sat in the car. And our Dean was listening to Khalees, and Khalees was singing. She sang, my milkshake brings all the boys to the end. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I'd have to charge. And I thought, I do love Khalees. I do love her, but I wish she'd stop fucking ringing me up. She can't fucking accept that it's all over between me and her. I've moved on. Me and Missy Elliott are together now. I love a girl in a puffer jacket, me. Who's not afraid to wear men's boots, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. So after smoking loads of me nana's ganja, I says to our Dean, can you give us a lift back to Ravenscliff to take me nana a spliff? And he said, no fucking way, dickhead. I don't think you noticed when you got in the car, but it's up on fucking bricks. We got the worst. Shit. So I had to walk all the way back to Ravenscliff. And it was fucking raining as I were walking past Eccles Hill swimming baths. And I thought, fuck this, I'm going to have to roll myself a spliff to set the edge off the fear of what my nana's going to do to me. And she realises I've smoked all the ganja. And I had to fill up another couple of pipes, but that just gave me the fear. I thought, shit, I wish I had some fucking diazepam on me. My mate's just come back from Thailand, I'll ring her up and see if she's got any 10 milligram ones, and blue ones. But she was out, and it was like, shit, I've really got the fear now. And I got back to my nana's, and my nana says, where the fucking hell have you been? But me and Emma were acting really strange that day. She had a black and white war film on the telly and The Prodigy on at fucking 50,000 gigawatts. I'm like, what's she doing? She says, Nana, you didn't find a big bag of tablets in my bedroom. With like pigeons on the front of her. And she says, never mind that, dickhead, you're fucking stoned. You've been smoking my weed. I says, how do you know I'm stoned? She says, well, your eyes are bright red and you went straight for the biscuits. You've had 15 Rocky Robins, you know, just put your house. Fuck's sake, you bastard. No wonder you look like Howard out of the fucking Halifax. And then she says, where's that fucking ganja? I says, well, Nana, well, it was right, I missed my bus. She says, there is no fucking bus between Oh, Pedro and Ravenscliff. And to be honest, there's someone waiting in the front room who wants to have a word with you. And I went in the front room and my Uncle Raymond was sat there with a baseball bat. And he said, I drove round fucking Thorpe Edge earlier and I saw you in a fucking car that was up on bricks smoking ganja. You're me and your Ifty and your Taz and your fucking Dean and your Rupert and your Johnny and your Denise and your Denise and your Denise and your Denise. And I said, oh, all right, chill out. I mean, my nana gets disability living allowance and she can afford these digital scales and they're accurate to a millionth of a gram. She made me put the ganja on the scales to humiliate me further. And it should have weighed about 7 grams. Did it fuck? It weighed 1.333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333 hand with a baseball bat and he mashed up my knuckles and he says, "That'll stop you playing the guitar and thieving off your family, little fucker." And I thought, ooh, that really hurts. And I had to walk all the way up to fucking Bradford Royal Infirmary with mashed up knuckles. And when I got there, I got stuck in a queue behind a kid with a pan on his head for 14 hours. And I was starting to get MRSA in me mashed up knuckles. And when I got to the front of the queue, it turned out that the kid with the pan on his head, the pan weren't even stuck. It was just a three-stripe Adidas pan. It was a fucking fashion pan. And the nurse said, "How did you get your knuckles broken?" And I said, I walked into a door. She said, "No, you fucking didn't. You've been skanking your nana." I says, "How do you know that?" She said, "It was on Look North. Trista Ackroyd said it were you who done it." Last bit now, the moral of the whole set. Don't skank your nana. After all, it was your nana that bought you some Action Man bull bath, even though you were 27. Thanks, nana. Cheers, love. That's it.